And this...
Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Well, good morning and welcome in. Got a little rain this morning. I didn't think the rain was going to come back, but here we are. Hope everyone's driving safe. Hope you got new wipers and your headlights are in good working order. All that good stuff. Make sure you're slowing down a little bit. First rain like this, you know, the roads get real slippery, so we want to be careful out there. Anyways, welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio. Phone lines are open and the text line is open, 805-238-5775. That's the same number if you want to text or call in. And you might want to because we have a special guest in the house, Mr. Dave, from Thanksgiving for Paso Robles.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you in here, man. I'm excited about Thanksgiving, this event coming up. It's a big event. It's been going on for a long time. And honestly, a lot of it's new to me. I was kind of, I won't say I was thrown under the bus, but I was I was donated to help out with the float team. And I was more than happy to. But I mean, I don't really know much about it. This is the third year, but you only, you know, spend 5 or 6 hours doing it for me. So I have a total of like 20 hours of experience. Whereas Dave, how many years have you been doing this exactly?
33 years.
33. This is the 33rd year?
This is my 33rd year. This is our 41st annual dinner.
Wow. Yeah. See that? Learn something new every day. 33 years for you, 41 years total. How's it been throughout the decades? Is it always kind of a last minute thing, or tell me a little bit about how it's evolved over the last couple decades.
Well, it started in 1984. Mildred Wilkins, I refer to her as a wannabe restaurateur who could not put a restaurant together. But she could do it for one day. So she showed up at the old community center on Park Street with her pots and pans, and the community gathered around her. It started as a small meal with about 40 people. And by the time she turned over the reins 20 years later, it was about 450 meals that were being served.
And what kind of time period was that from? Once you started to when it got to that kind of size?
Well, that was over 20 years.
Oh, that was in a 20-year period?
Yeah. She, her health declined, and in 2004, in early 2004, she came on the radio and said, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this anymore, and she was on KPRL asking for someone to step forward to take it over. And two ladies who had recently moved to town from Orange County stepped forward, and they co-chaired it for 3 years. And one of those ladies, Linda Sturmer, chaired it for 10 years. And during that period, it grew from about 450 meals to 800 or 900 meals. And the last 3 or 5 years, we've been serving 1,500 meals, thereabouts.
That's quite a growth. I mean, that's cool. And Sturm, she's still part of the process.
She, Linda Sturmer, took three years off, recuperated, and then she got involved again. She's our treasurer and our saves all of our history.
Cool.
She's got a notebook 3 inches thick with all of our recipes and what we've done from year to year.
All the secret sauces?
Yes.
Secret sauce. Keep make sure it's got to taste good, right?
Well,
just because it's free doesn't mean it doesn't have to taste good.
And this is not like many Christmas or Thanksgiving meals that are put on in the communities where you have a cafe style where there's a line you walk down and people put stuff on a plate. This is served restaurant style. You're greeted by our maitre d's from Second Baptist Church, and you're seated at a table, either your family group or seated with others. And a waiter will come and take your order and bring you a Thanksgiving meal on china, serve you drinks and coffee, and at the end of the meal there's a nice piece of pie.
So moving from like the cafeteria to the dining style, was that implemented later on in the process, or was that kind of from day one it was always set up like that?
From day one it was a sit-down dinner. My reference to cafeteria is San Luis puts on a great Christmas dinner for the homeless.
Yeah.
But it's
buffet style, you wait in line.
Right.
Yeah.
You wait in line, you're given a paper plate, you go out in a big room and find a place at a picnic table to sit
down.
Yeah,
we don't want that. We want to be sat down. We want to be taken care of.
Well,
not saying anything bad about the San Luis event, but you know.
Not at all.
If you had a comparison about which one was better, it's like, we'll leave the decision up to the listeners, huh?
Yeah.
Which one's a little more high class, you know?
And beyond our meal at Centennial Park, we also deliver meals to shut-ins. A lot of the older folks don't drive anymore, don't get out of the house, so we take dinner to them. And
that's a whole, I mean, that's a completely, the whole restaurant in and itself, as far as like a pop-up restaurant, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly
what it is. It's a pop-up restaurant.
It's a one-day restaurant.
And now now you also have a delivery service too, right? So it's two separate restaurant businesses that have to all pop up in one day.
Yes, it is.
It's not a small undertaking. How many meals get delivered?
We have about 600 that are delivered.
So, that's separate from the 1,500 that dine in.
No.
Oh, that total.
Our total meals that we prepare are 1,500.
1,500 are fed between delivering them and then having them come in and sit down and.
But.
That's a lot of people.
But wait, there's more.
There's always more.
although our desire is for people to come to Centennial Park and join our community, we also offer takeout meals where folks can walk up to a takeout window we have and let us know how many meals they need, and we'll bag them up and they can walk out with them. And in the late afternoon, we deliver, this year it'll be 125 meals to Echo in Paso Robles for their evening meal.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's big numbers.
So
it's a lot of food.
Between those four, the sit-down meal, the home deliveries, the takeout, and Echo, it's a total of 1,500 meals.
Yeah. And I mean, besides the point of the amount of service that it requires, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes to get
absolutely
all this stuff prepped. And not to mention all the donation, all the, not just the financial donations, but the donations of, I mean, sitting in these meetings that I've gone to, is like just the butter, right? Just like the butter's a big deal, right? Like the croutons are a big deal. Like every single part of it.
25 pounds of butter we use.
It's so much butter. And then now you got to figure out where to get the butter, who's going to donate it. And there's so many people behind the scenes that can put in donations without having to be there the day of too, right? Because yeah, this is more than just the day of. So kind of break down, how's the whole week look leading up to the event?
Oh, it's not the week. We started in August.
Yeah, was it back in after fair season? I remember you sent the email once the fair season was over.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We start meeting with our steering committee the middle of August. We meet every 2 weeks until November. Then we start meeting weekly. But there's 8 to 12 of us that meet. Push all the buttons and pull all the levers and make everything happen. We basically have seven areas that we have to staff, and we have a lieutenant in charge of each of those seven areas, and that person gathers a team around them and is responsible for that area and makes it work. and I'm a conductor and at the top of it, and I just listen to what their needs are and get those needs met, and then it all happens.
So that's you have the with the whip, right?
Oh,
you're
no.
You're the one with the whip. You can totally see Dave with the whip right now, right? Just cracking the whip on everybody.
It's not a whip. It's a pat on the back and encouragement in the ear.
That's right. You can tell he's a true leader because that's exactly what it is, too. It's what you need to make it happen, and that's why it happens, and it's and everything flows, and everybody's happy to help and happy to be there. And so for the different like categories, if anyone's thinking about volunteering the day of, we have what are the different areas that right now are in need of volunteers?
Well,
without saying all of them.
At our meeting last night, we learned that the one that most needs help is yours.
I could imagine. Yeah, that's probably true. Huh? So, well, now we're gonna leave them on a cliffhanger because we're right up against a break. So
we'll be back.
We'll be right back after the break.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Fall is a great time to get outside. Whether you're headed out for a hike, to the beach, or just taking a walk, Tackins has the shoes you need to get outdoors in comfort. Treat your feet to the latest sandals from Keen, Reef, Olukai, Earth, Birkenstock, and much more. Take a hike in the latest and greatest outdoor shoes from Tanner, Keen, Merrill, and much more. Come on down to Tackins in Paso or San Luis today and treat your feet to something special. Tackins Shoes, locally owned and operated since 1937.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
And welcome back. You are tuned in to Gearhead Radio. I appreciate you being here this morning. Quick weather update for anybody that's paying attention out there. Looks like we have rain for the rest of the day, into tomorrow and also into Monday. So be prepared out there. I don't know if it's going to get real bad, but we definitely have rain. Tuesday, Wednesday, looks like it's partly cloudy and mostly sunny, which is probably about the same thing. And then Thursday, showers coming back in. So we got some rain in the forecast, which is good. But make sure you're out there driving safe. Tires are in good shape. Windshield wipers are not streaking. You got washer fluid, all that stuff. And if you don't, just come by 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles, Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We can get you taken care of. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com, and you can make your appointment there if you'd like. But today's all about Thanksgiving, because we are 2 weeks out. Is that right? 1 week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks from 2 weeks. 2 days ago.
That's right. That is wild. Right around the corner. We're rounding third base for home for 2025, which it just feels like we just started.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Are we having fun? We're having fun, are we? Speaking of having fun, if you want to have fun, you need to jump on to thanksgivingforpastrobles.com. Lots of volunteer spots still open. We left you at a cliffhanger before the break there, and we have a phone call coming in. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I want to ask, does the flow team mean the flow of dishes being bussed out back and then flowing out the other end of the sanitizer to be reused?
You've got it exactly. They're the important team that lets us get ready for our second seating.
Easiest bottleneck.
Yes. Everything needs to be washed and sanitized again to go back on the table and serve the second seating of guests.
Otherwise we'd have to use paper plates. And who wants that, man? That's not high class.
San Luis is probably using paper plates.
Yeah, exactly. Not us, man. We're Paso, man. So if you want to be Paso strong, you need to volunteer to be on the flow team. And then you get to hang out with me all day.
I'd love it if I could connect what you look like with what you sound like.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's a thing either way.
A good thing. Look like a bouncer. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for doing what you do. I was going to tell Johnny he should check his 23andMe DNA. He's probably a cousin to Norma Moy.
I'll check that out.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, the flow team. I mean, I hate to be bias, but I think it's the best team there.
Well, yes.
Does that sound biased?
It's the it's in the running for the team that has the most fun.
That's true. Yeah.
The other team that has a lot of fun is the group of 14 that plate the dinners. They get the request from the individual waiters and they plate the dinner for the waiters to take it to the table, and there's two lines of them, and they keep a competition going between the two lines to see who can put the best dinners together.
That'd be fun too. The wait staff always sounds like a fun position too.
That is the one that most people want to sign up for.
I can see that,
because that's really the face of the event to our guests.
Sure. And you get to play waiter for a day, so you get to, or waitress for the day, and you get.
Yeah, the only problem is with our waiters is that there's no tips.
That's true. The best part of the whole job is you're missing out on it. Well, you know, the tips can be a different way. It doesn't have to be financial compensation, you know.
Well, and now there's no tax on them, right?
Yeah, yeah. But well, it's a good way to figure out if that's the career path you want to take or not.
Yeah.
Or not, I think is the main one. Think about 2 hours after that, like, yeah, I don't wanna serve. That's a lot harder than I thought it was. And then you go back to your favorite restaurant and you make sure you tip your server after that one. You're like, oh, I get it now. I'm definitely tipping you now.
Indeed.
I mean, it's an awesome event, and to watch everybody sit down and so beyond the day of the event, the rest of the volunteering, it starts Monday. Well, how does the whole event start once we start leading up to the week before? Because you have a lot of other, you know, irons in the fires.
Yeah, we have four months of preparing from August until the week of the event. And we start cooking on Monday at the Culinary Academy. We're very fortunate that they open up their kitchen to us. They have 8 commercial ovens. We can put a bunch of turkeys in there and cook them all at once rather than having to
find all different places. And that's the Culinary Arts on Golden Hill Road. Yeah, awesome place. I mean, just the stuff they do for the kids alone is awesome. But yeah, to open up the whole building like that to help the community out is just, I mean, that's what the community's for, you know?
Yeah, they've supported us for many years through, this is a third director that we've worked with there. And they allow us in during the week to do the cooking, and they've got an automatic slicer so we can slice the meat without having to carve it by hand.
Yeah.
They've got a large refrigerated rooms where we can hold things until Thursday, and then Thursday morning we're doing a lot of work cooking the side dishes and reheating the meat.
Yeah. I mean, this is all homemade food. This is not, I mean, right? Like, everything is cooked, prepared there. It's stored, and then, of course, got to be reheated, but it's all through this different safety protocols and the different ways of doing it, but it's all done by hand. And then the other big part you might not be thinking about if you're listening is you're feeding 1,500 people. How do you make sure you don't run out? Right. Well, and then we get to it goes to 2,000 people. And so there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you have to do the math on, right? And you're kind of a math wizard. I've noticed that about you. You're good with numbers.
Engineering, so
you're pretty good. You're pretty good with numbers.
Yes,
so you figure it out pretty quick. But I mean, that's easy for you and hard for someone like me to anticipate. Well, how much is somebody going to eat? I don't know. And then, so how much do we need? And then you have someone cutting it by hand, and so you got to do you weigh it or is it the proportions? And then you start talking about a scale of over 1,000 people. I mean, one small miscalculation can really add up pretty quickly.
Well, yes, and for our side dishes, we got scoopers for each server to use to when they put the food on the plate. We have 3, 5, and 8 ounce scoopers depending upon the different dishes, so we know how many ounces we should end up needing when you multiply 5 ounce scoop times 1,500. That's how many gallons of something we have to have prepared.
Easy math. You just got to carry the one and then go from the standard to the metric system and then back from the metrics to the standard. And
that's all we have to do.
Super easy. Not a problem at all. And they got to worry about what if someone wants seconds, right? So how many people are going to go back for seconds? And I mean, being part of the flow team the last couple of years, the one thing I realize is most people's eyes are bigger than their stomach, right? Yeah. And so there's a lot of food waste, which is not the greatest thing in the world. But I mean, how do you, in an event like that, how do you say no to somebody when they want a second serving, whether they're going to eat or not? And then obviously for the next year, do you then have to order more food, because knowing that it's going to go to, I mean, that's a lot of big decisions, you know?
Well, we have to order enough food that those coming late in the day get a nice meal.
Yeah.
There's been years that those coming, we serve in-house from 12 to 2, and there's been years that those showing up at 1:45 have had a dinner that's been pretty heavy on potatoes and a little late on, little light on protein.
Yeah. Well, you got to show up early, you know. It is no cost, but I mean, it's nice that thought is part of your process, right? To make sure that they're taken care of, and not the fact of, well, if you want it nice, then get it early, right? You want to make sure that there's enough throughout the entire day that even if you have a little bit of waste, at least someone's being taken care of, because that's really what it's about, right?
It is.
The fact of the matter is, like, whether you show up early, late, or on time, you're going to get the same service that no matter what throughout the day, right?
You get a nice meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the idea. I mean, and if you're looking for a nice meal to bring your family, this is also a great thing you should write down and put on your calendar right now. It's Thanksgiving Day, from 12 to 2.
Right? Centennial Park.
At Centennial Park. That's on Nickerson Drive. Is it 600 Nickerson?
I believe that's the address.
I don't think it really matters. It's the big Centennial Park. You can't miss it. It's a big old park there. You go in there where we used to have the big middle school dances, you know? That's how I remember it.
Ah.
Yeah. It was not, yeah. good memories. We'll put it that way. I don't know why that we should definitely bring those back. You know, I think kids nowadays need a good dance place to go hang out with other kids or other friends. But I think the new generation doesn't want anything to do with that, or maybe we're just afraid of kids doing something bad. But kids need to get more in trouble nowadays. You know, they need to get out on their bikes and they need to go get out and get in trouble. You know, do some burnouts with your car. You know, do something
they need
fun.
To cut those apron strings and, as you say, go out by themselves.
Yeah,
have some fun.
Go get some mud on your. We'll be back right after this break.
Ace Auto Care, across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. The FBI has identified the man who they say showed up at U.S. Attorney Alina Haba's office with a baseball bat earlier this week as Keith Michael Lisa. And U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says he's in custody. Investigators say he entered the federal building in Newark, New Jersey, returned without the bat, and then damaged property inside the office. He is facing federal charges for bringing a weapon into a federal facility and destruction of federal property. Expect less headaches at the airport now that the government shutdown is over.
Starting Saturday morning, the FAA says flight reductions at 40 of the nation's most high-traffic airports will be lowered from 6% to 3%. Officials say the 3% reduction will remain in place while they monitor system performance throughout the weekend.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
Hello, it's me, Jared, with Hutch Heating and Air. When was the last time you changed your filter or had your air conditioner looked at by a pro? Yes, a pro. Did you know your air conditioner can lose small amounts of refrigerant over time, wasting your hard-earned money to cool down your home without you noticing anything wrong? So save a buck and remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch at 466-8199 or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to AM 1230 KPRL. This is Gearhead Radio, special edition, Thanksgiving edition, I'll call it. I think that's a good name for it. I appreciate you tuning in. It's always nice to have someone listening on the other end of this microphone. That's what makes the show, right? Like otherwise I'm just sitting here talking to myself, and I'll do that too, but it's not as fun. But today we have Mr. David here. Dave. You like Dave or David?
Either one. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Don't go all night for dinner. I got to turn your mic on. That helps a lot.
Oh, it does?
There we go. Okay. So, Dave with Thanksgiving for Pastor Robles is in the house. We're talking about the event coming up in 2 weeks. And, I mean, it's all about community. This is what we're trying to promote here, especially just for Gearhead Radio. I know this is typically an automotive-style show. You can call in, ask for stuff about your car, talk about the shop. But I think it's more important to bring the community together, you know, and that's what the auto industry is, and that's what we try to do is help the community move forward. That's the transportation industry. Without wheels to the pavement, like, nothing moves forward. And so that's why I wanted to take an hour today and talk about Thanksgiving for Pastor Robles, get Dave in here, hear it from the horse's mouth, right? But it's more than just me and Dave. There's tons of other people that help out with this event. Who are the few of the standouts for you, Dave, that like really help put this event together for the last 30 years?
Well, we have both individuals and businesses that have helped. As I mentioned earlier, I've been with Thanksgiving for Pastor Robles for 33 years. The second longest member is Linda Sturmer, who's she's just coming up on 20 years. Then we have a lot of 3, 5, and 10-year members. But beyond that, we have companies that have supported us very long. All of our dairy products come from either Producer's Dairy or Challenge Dairy. For many, many years, I think it's 20 or just above 20, Cookie Crock Market has donated all of our produce that we serve.
Hundreds of pounds of stuff. I mean, that's
yes,
not a small donation. This is big stuff.
And then the just individual community members with cash donations. We're all volunteer and community driven. The school district allows us to use their kitchen Monday and Tuesday to prepare our food. The city of Paso Robles donates us the use of the facility at Centennial Park. But those are the only quasi-government entities that support us. Other than that, it's all individuals. Last night, we were fortunate to get a very nice check from the American Legion and the American Legion Riders as a result of their poker run that they had about a month ago. They've supported us very nicely for the past couple of years. And then just little donations. We have donation cans at seven businesses around town, and people drop change in there, or now there's QR codes on them, and every day we're getting two or three Venmo donations through those.
That's awesome.
And it all adds up.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure anybody carries change around. I know we were talking about that in the first meeting. Like, people still put coins in those?
They do.
The QR code is definitely the way to go, but...
You know, you mentioned the texts coming in to the radio station.
Yes,
now. So
yeah.
Some younger individual, much younger than Kevin's addled mind, made that happen, I'm sure. And we have some younger members who have joined our steering committee, and for 3 years that they said, you know, you got to go to QR codes. You got to go to QR codes on your donation thing. And we did it. And man, it's amazing how the donations there have taken off, because
yeah,
they point their phone at it. They punch in a couple numbers and money shows
convenient
up.
Convenience, yeah. Man, you got to break down the barriers, you know.
And yesterday, another younger member of our crew said, hey, we need to get rid of this answering machine that people are calling in on. Let's get that forwarded to a cell phone, and then the whole thing can be managed right there. And so I gave her a cell phone last night, and by the end of the day, all of the messages will be going to the cell phone rather than the scratchy answering machine.
That'll make it easier. And I'm sure a lot listening that have volunteered in the past can probably have a sigh of relief now because they can actually get a hold of somebody.
That's right.
So if you need any, I don't know, if you have any questions or need any confirmation on something, then you can go on the Passover for Thanksgiving. The phone number is listed on there.
It's on our website.
It's on the website. So Passover, Thanksgiving for Pastor Robles is the website, and you can find the phone number, and you can actually reach out and get an answer on what you're looking for if you need any clarification. That's important, right? And it's part of just and not to segue too far away from what we're talking about, but like with our shop, it's the same thing. Digital vehicle inspections, right? It's like, what does that mean? It means when I get the vehicle in, I do a video of myself personally under the vehicle, showing you exactly what's wrong with it, right? And then I send you that video through a text message. It's such an easy thing, and it's 2025, and we have all this great, you know, all these programs that we can use for this, right? Sometimes it's a little overwhelming. You might have gotten a text message from us or an email, an automated text or email for an appointment reminder, or to remind you have an appointment coming up, or that, hey, we'd like to see you again. So sometimes it's a little overwhelming, and sometimes technology can push a little far and touch someone. Like, I don't want all these, you know, all this automated stuff. But then again, on the other side of it, it's like the best thing you can do is when the vehicle comes in is actually see a video of it, of us looking at the car, right? And it beats any pictures you can send or any phone call you can have. So, I mean, technology is can be a fantastic thing, but it can also hurt you on the other end too. So it's, you know, it's like the AI coming out now. It's like stuff you got to like kind of, you got to use it. You got to get familiar with it, but you can't overuse it, right? Some people still want a phone call. They still want someone to talk to, right?
Oh, you still need the personal touch.
You still need the personal touch, yeah. So it's good to see it evolving. It's good that you've seen the opportunity, you've taken it and the initiative, and you listen to the team, right? And like the team says it's what we need, and you make it happen. That's like, that's what true leadership is, right, in my opinion.
Well, we basically have seven areas that need to be covered, and we have one person in charge of each of those seven areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to them to make it happen, and it's the rest of the team supports them in that drive.
Yeah.
And what we're working on doing now is getting a second leader for each of those seven teams, so that when somebody wants to retire, you know, we're all volunteer and life happens.
Yeah.
So we can't count on these people being around forever. And if we have someone who's backing them up now, we have someone ready to grow and lead that team in the future, and the knowledge is there already. It's not a steep learning curve, and should be easier that way.
He's talking to you right now. Like, if you're listening, this is a call out for you right now to come on down, volunteer, check out the event, come be on the flow team, right? Do something easy, fun, right? Whatever volunteer spots are open. I'm sure you probably don't have that on the top of your head right now, but if you go on the website, it shows exactly what spots need to be filled. You can go on there, you can pick one. Come on and just check it out this one year, right? And then if it's something you're interested in, it's great. It's great networking. It's great for the community. I mean, it's just a good thing to do. It's a fun thing to do. You should, you know. And then, yes, he's looking to grow this thing. So if you want to be part of, you know, the planning committee, and maybe you have some fun ideas, or you're really good with technology, or you're seeing some holes that you'd like to come in and be like, hey, I got some great ideas for this event, right?
We're always looking for better ideas.
Dave will listen. He's not one to shy away from it, right? Don't sleep on Dave, man. He's on top of his game right now. he's ready to grow and keep this thing going. So, I mean, it is a call out though to anybody looking to do that. But if you're looking for the event, so the day before, we have the culinary arts, is kind of where we left off, getting everything cooked and prepped. Between that day and then moving everything into the Centennial Hall is also a whole event in itself as well, right? Because we're talking about food. And one of the spots you were talking about having filled is actually that reheating of that food.
Yes. Yeah. We years ago, we were renting five ovens and on the patio outside, we had a team shoving trays of food into the ovens all morning to reheat them. And 3 years ago, a gentleman came to us and said, "Hey, you know, I just on my own, I've made large quantities of food for events, and let me show you how I do it." And he invited a couple of us out to his home when he was doing an event for a group, and he had large tubs of water over a burner, and he would bring the water to a boil and take these turkey roasting bags and put them in there full of food that needed to be rewarmed, and it warmed it up. He was able to reheat large quantities of food, put it out on the table, it's all warm. A large quantity of people were able to eat nice hot food. And he brought that to us, and we bought more tubs for him, so there was enough for our large group. And he shows up early Thursday morning and sets everything up and gets his tubs boiling and puts the food in and warms it up. And last year he came to us and said, "You know, I'd like to be able to retire this gig at some point." So we're looking for someone to back him up and learn how to do that and make a commitment to do it for a few years and learn all those tricks that he has shown us.
I think learning the tricks, I think, is a big part of volunteering your time that most don't appreciate. And I've said this before, I mean, and I'll keep saying it, and it's something that needs to be preached, because the amount that you learn volunteering your time is you just can't even put a number on it. You can't put a word to it, right? Because you're going to meet people that know.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
This evening from 5 to 8 p.m., experience elegant evening downtown as the heart of Paso Robles is transformed into a magical feast for the eyes, ears, and taste buds. Shoppers are indulged with fine hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Live mannequins, dancers, musicians, and singers will entertain guests. Elegant evening downtown, this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call Paso Robles Main Street at 238-4103.
The Pet Department in Paso Robles, where they meet all your varied pet needs with a broad inventory, knowledgeable staff, and a huge spectrum of live animals and boutique pet grooming services on site. They carry flea, tick, and mosquito treatments for both cats and dogs, and they have a variety of both grain and grain-free wet and dry foods for cats and dogs with the best prices in the county. The Pet Department, locally owned, open 7 days a week, across from the post office, 6th and Spring in Paso Robles.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket, or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa Supply.
We provide weekly pool and spa maintenance to keep your water crystal clear. We are pool and spa professionals, so we are able to do any repairs you might need. Stop by the shop anytime for a free water analysis or just ask a question from your local pool and spa experts. Paso Pool and Spa Supplies in the Albertson Shopping Center by the UPS store in Paso Robles.
All right, welcome back. I'm not sure what happened on that last break there, but technology, right? We were just talking about that. Sometimes it can be a great thing, and sometimes it slaps me right in the mouth. But if you're just tuning in, this is Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy, from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. Every Saturday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10, bringing you the latest and greatest in the automotive world. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Text lines are open, same number, 805-238-5775. KPRL, if you have a hard time remembering numbers. Here to bring you what's going on in the auto industry, but today we have a special edition. Mr. Dave's in the house. We're talking about Thanksgiving for Paso Robles. We got a phone call coming in. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry to bother you, but would you know if they're going to cancel this Elegant Dining that starts today at 5?
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't know, Dave, do you know anything about that?
No, that's a Norma question.
That's a normal question. If Norma's listening, if you want to call in Norma and get, yeah, that's, I'm not sure. I hope not.
I just can't imagine, you know.
Yeah, I know the Atascadero's got that, what's that event? The Fall Festival? And that's, I know that's rain or shine, so I know that's still going on. They got the Ferris wheel up at the Sunken Gardens and all that, so. But I don't know anything about the Elegant Avian. That's a great question. If she's listening, maybe she'll call in and tell us.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bye. Yeah, I don't know. Good question, though. I always forget about all the different stuff going on. Dave's going to find out for us here. He's hound dogging it right now. So Dave's doing the research. That's what he does, man. He's just here to help. And he knows the people who know. You know? Anyways, I always appreciate you tuning in. And if you're looking for an event to help out them, Thanksgiving for Paso Robles is a great thing to donate to. And we'll find out here in a few minutes if he gets an answer.
Well, I have a contact. I've sent out the question. We'll see if I get an answer.
There we go. See that? He's on top of it.
I try to be.
He just does. There's no try. So I was rudely interrupted with a commercial break, but that's all right because it happens. And I was talking about volunteering and like how much you learn. And I was talking to Dave here during the break about so I have a podcast as well as this called the Gearbox Podcast. It's on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, all that stuff. And I talk to industry leaders and different entrepreneurs, and it's more automotive related, but it's really about leading a business, entrepreneur stuff. And it's getting into like how to run a business day to day, and whether it's an automotive business or whatever else you want it to be. My point is I learn more from recording with these people than anything else I've ever done. And it goes the same when you donate at an event, you know, for the community. And I don't want to make this sound like if you have a small business, this is a great way to advertise your business. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying if you get out with the local community, you become part of the community and people want to do business with you, right? So it's important to involve yourself in the community you want to be a part of. Right. And you can't do that, I guess, halfway. It's like you're all the way in or you're not. Like, if you want to volunteer your time, and you're going to make connections, you're going to meet people, and you're going to see them every year. And now you're building a bigger network and a bigger community. Right. Maybe you're not sure what's going on. Maybe you want to find out if the Elegant Evening is tonight or not tonight, you know, and you meet someone like Dave, and Dave's got that contact. Right. And so now you're part of the network. And so I hope that makes sense, what I'm trying to get out here, right? Like, it's just building your network, building your community, and help giving back. And all those that can volunteer their time on a thing like Paso Robles for Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving for Paso Robles, you know they're in with the crowd. So, and it looks like we do have word back. No, rain or shine. So it's Elegant Evening is a go.
It's happening tonight.
That's from the horse's mouth. We led them to the water and they took a drink. Is that how that goes? That's how that goes, right?
One end or the other.
One end. you can have that visual for yourself. You can think about what that's supposed to mean. But yeah, Elegant Evening is on. So, but it just goes to the point of what I was just saying, right? Now it's like we have that in. It's like you want to be part of the community. You need to get involved with the community, and this is like a great opportunity to do that. And if you like it and it's something that you can donate your time to every year, I mean, it's not a better opportunity than right now to get to this event, reach out to Dave, and ask how you can be a part of the planning committee, you know?
Love to have more join us.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be commitment, right? They can just come down and see how it is. There's no, you know, you're not going to hold them to the fire, right? Are you going to handcuff them?
No, we're not.
Okay, good.
No. All right. We use leg irons.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. You put a ball and a chain on. That sounds a lot better. I think that's an easier way to do it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy. He's just got to limp around a little bit.
I mean, how is somebody going to serve meals with handcuffs on?
Good point.
If they're dragging a ball, at least they can move around.
That's a great point, man. I didn't even think about that. See, he's got it all figured out already.
Try.
You know, I'm going to start saying that because in the industry, we call it golden handcuffs.
Yes.
So when you get a really all-star player on your team, you know, like you want to get the golden handcuffs out, right? But I like the golden leg shackle. That makes more sense because I need these guys to have their hands out so they can fix the cars.
That's right.
Yeah. That's damn. See, I learn something new every day.
Good for you.
Well, Dave, is there anything else you want to you speak of? Or I know we kind of left with the flow team. I know we're a little shy on that side. The flow team is handling the dishes, sanitizing the dishes. Is there any other aspects or any of the other parts that you want to bring up?
You know, I just want to give my thanks. Thanks to this great community for manning up and making this happen for so many years. I love this community. As part of my honeymoon, my wife and I drove around the state to decide where we wanted to live, and we chose Paso Robles, and it was a great place to raise a family. Unfortunately, all my children are smarter than I, and they've all left.
I was going to say, you chose it unwillingly, huh?
I chose it, yes.
I guess we all did, and we've all seen the growing pains that's happened around here, and I think we can all relate to the growing pains of the last, say, 20 years, right? Even before that, but for me, I can relate to the last 15 to 20 years of what I've seen change, and specifically in the last 5 to 6 years, it's been a real big push in a direction I don't think we're all extremely comfortable with, but we're all kind of managing it. And so when we talk about events like the Pioneer Day Parade, right, the Christmas Parade, you know, and we lost the running of the cows, right, for the Mid-State Fair, right?
Bad.
Yeah, it's like, and we start losing these small things that makes this small community so great. And Thanksgiving for Paso is one of those events that really keeps the community small. And it's what makes Paso Robles. And we need Paso Robles to make that happen, right? So the community, like, you got to step up and help keep these things going, or you have no room to complain about the growth, right? Like, put up or shut up.
You know, Kevin always talks about the fact that people move to town and then they want to make this town like where they came from. And you just have everything's all homogenized.
Yes. Yes, that's, I mean, we can talk a lot about how all the other states feel that same pain, right? And I do a lot of traveling outside of the state for the coaching companies I do for the automotive stuff. And that's one of the big themes I get from, you know, Idaho, Texas, you know, even going all the way back east is North Carolina, is the Californians come out there and make, you know, Texas more California, right? When they're trying to leave California to be in Texas. And yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I've heard it. I've seen it. It happens. It's not all of us. I think we're in a very special pocket here on the Central Coast, and we got to keep it that way.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to get on a hold of Mr. Dave, thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. All the information you need is there. Thanks for coming on, Dave.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Of course,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
You got it. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time.
You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.